Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio. We have a very special edition of the show on tap for you today, as we celebrate the year end countdown. Now we've had a lot of fun this year on Indie Country Radio, and we've got three previously charting songs on tap for you guys from Lena Stone, Morgan Miles, and Leah Turner, all set to battle it out to see who reigns supreme as the number one song of the year. This should be fun. And before we get into the show today, I just wanted to say that I started Indie Country Radio in January of 2017, and in almost 2 years, I can't even believe but this portion of the bigger show that is Weekdays with Murph has become. When artists we have on the show sending messages like hey, thanks for playing my song, or you're doing good work, it warms my heart every time, and it never gets old. And I don't take any of this lightly or for granted. So this being the last show for the year, I just wanted to say that little thank you. But okay. With all that being said, let's take you back to last week and see where we left things off. At number three last week was the new one from Rebel Union, A Different Road. And at number two last week was Emily Ann with A Stuck on Me and You. And the number one song last week was the new one from Lacey Cavalier, Cheating on You. So, with all that being said, why don't we go ahead and kick off this week's show. At number three this week is an artist that has become one of my dearest friends. I remember we had Leah Turner on the show earlier this year, and as we were wrapping up, I told her, I said, I'm like I always do. I told her, I said, you're always more than welcome back on the show anytime. And she says to me, and this has stuck with me for months. She says to me, she goes, my door is always open to you. For her to say something like that was beyond humbling, and I almost lost it. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I almost completely lost it. So, this is... this song charted earlier this year. This is Leah Turner at number three for the year with "Sleep You Off" on the year end countdown of Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Hey.
can't get under somebody to get over you. I pull another bullet, trigger that proves it. I'm waking up next to you. Stumble over the bottles that I've been drinking, fumble in the words I wish I wasn't thinking. Heavy goodbyes, a promise I should keep it, but you know I don't mean it.
EP with one sentence. I was going through a hard breakup that I couldn't sleep off, get my heart back, or forget. I finally broke through the other side, got my heart back, broke up with a broken part of it, and then started leaving lipstick stains everywhere I went. The country rebel, Leah Turner, is back with new management, a new self-titled EP, and the single Sweep You Off, which you just heard, which without the backing of a major record label has caught the attention of major radio stations and has a video with over 200,000 views. Quote, sometimes the only thing you can do is try and drink him down and then try and sleep it off and hope you wake up free of him. This was the last song I wrote for my EP, and I knew we had something special here, and hopefully a song everyone can relate to. Recently, Leah has joined the roster of L3 Entertainment Management, home to Justin Moore, Tyler Rich, and several artists in development. L3 President Peter Hardung says, Leah Turner is one of the artists who checks all the boxes. Talent, work ethic, songs, looks, stage presence, and an instantly identifiable, uniquely strong voice. This year marks Leah's first time releasing an EP as an independent artist. Previously signed to Columbia Nashville, Leah had a top 40 country radio hit, Take the Keys, and an opening slot touring with Brad Paisley. She continued to tour, sharing the stage with powerhouse artists such as Huey Tejon, Rascal Flatts, Jake Owen, and more. Leah's distinctive voice and fiery personality make her unlike anyone in country music, and both are outgrowths of a life journey that could have led nowhere but Nashville, but began on the ranch in California's Morongo Valley, where she grew up, the daughter of a rodeo champion father and a Latina mother. She was just three when she began sitting at her grandmother's piano, trying with her her little fingers to make real chords. When she was five, her family bought her a piano, which she still has. And by six, she had written her first song. Quote, "You build me your own song," she says. And they become the a soundtrack to your life. I remember driving with my dad and mom singing along to Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, George Strait, and Chris Ledoux. A country music is known for the way that you can actually see the story unfold in front of you, like you're in the song. And that's the beauty of the Nashville songwriting community. It's all about the song. Aaliyah Turner has a ready laugh, whiskey tongue, and Tabasco running through her veins. Through her music, she conveys the pain, laughter, love, and adventure she finds in life. Delivered through a voice with the power and grit to personify its ups and downs. This combination makes her one of country's most compelling artists, someone with the talent and personality to own any stage or studio that she walks into. Quote, "What I've learned in the past 4 years in the music business is that nothing is guaranteed. We're not in the singing game. We're in the song game. Song is king. I never burn a bridge. And if you have to, blow the damn thing up. I don't ever give up. Work hard and harder. Be appreciative, humble. Be appreciative, humble. Pick your team wisely, and your fans are number one." And like I said earlier, when Leah was on the show with us, first off, I was completely nervous, as I always am for these shows. But secondly, what I got from Leah is what you see is what you get with this girl. I mean, she is such a star in my opinion. Moving on to the number two song from one of my favorite people in this entire world. I got the chance to meet and talk with Morgan Miles back in May of this year at the National Universe Awards, where she actually did the song that's in the number two slot this week for the year. And let me tell you, seeing Morgan live versus hearing her on a record, there's no difference. I mean, she sounds just as good, if not better, live than she does on a record. So, with all that being said, this is Morgan Miles at number two for the year with her hit single, Acapella. Here we go.
It didn't take no time to get you off my mind. I thought that your goodbye would leave me lonely in silence, 'cause you sure put a number on me. But boy, I never missed a beat. I'm singing a cappella, me, myself, and I. Solo fits so right without you keeping time. I don't need your minor chords, 'cause I don't need to cry no more. Oh, some things just don't sound that good together. I'm better a cappella. Sometimes misery don't love company, no. string, sorry, don't add to my melody. You can cry me a river, you can ride me a symphony. Feels so right without you keeping time.
Songwriter Morgan Miles is one of the artists that makes it look and sound so easy. The emerging artist and Pennsylvania native has already earned critical acclaim from outlets such as Billboard, Rolling Stone, and CMT for the way she seamlessly blends her own brand of country, soul, and pop. And needless to say, her influence has run all over the map. With mentors ranging from Reba to Dolly Parton, Miles is aiming for the highest standard right out of the gate. Having toured with Reba, she also experienced it firsthand. Growing up, she listened to Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt, and Susan Tedeschi, while admiring the likes of Eva Cassidy and Carole King because of their songwriting. Quote, I was influenced by any woman that had a big voice because I wanted to be just like them. You name it. Any 90s diva, I was trying to definitely be, she says, with a boundless energy and enthusiasm. A natural songwriter herself, Miles' songs display themes of strength, perseverance, and empowerment. Shaped greatly from her years as a nanny turned guardian to the children of a woman named Amy who passed away from ALS, Miles writes from a deeper life perspective. After working tirelessly in Nashville, her turn has finally come to take the spotlight with some impressive new material, including her upbeat, liberating anthem a cappella, which you just heard. Showcasing power vocals and strong lyrical meaning on this new material, 2018 is sure to bring Miles' talent to the world as a singer and a songwriter. Ready for the challenge it brings, it's what Miles has worked for her entire life. Quote, she worked so hard to get into these doors and just pray that people like the music as much as you put into it. Adding, anytime I'm writing a song or performing, I'm the happiest. I just want to bring that happiness to others with my music. And I think it's safe to say she has. Because I remember the very first time I heard Morgan Miles, it was a song called Whiskey Dreamin'. And I'm just going to be a real gal. I think the greatest singer of this generation is a Christina Aguilera. I put Morgan Miles right near the top of that list, almost right under Christina Aguilera as one of the best voices of this generation. So with all that being said, who's ready for number one? The number one song of the year comes from a lady who basically the recent track she's put out has charted Countdown 1 week or another. So with all that being said, this is Lena Stone with the number one song of the year, Running Out of Red Lights, on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Greens in a row. Yeah, it's almost
folks. Linda Stone has your number one song of the year with A Running Out of Red Lights. After earning a name for herself, penning breakthrough songs for other up-and-coming country females such as Kaylee Shore and Casey Kendall, Stone is making her artist debut. The Carlisle, Massachusetts native grew up singing and writing songs, influenced by artists from James Taylor to Jennifer Nettles and Taylor Swift. At 18, Stone moved to Nashville to pursue a career in music and jumped into Music City songwriting community, spending several years as a staff writer at Song Factory Publishing. Stone has been at the heart of the Song Suffragette Showcase and movement in Nashville since the first show. Song Suffragettes, the acclaimed listening room cafe's only regularly scheduled is a weekly songwriter's night spot, newest and brightest women in country music. Stone's 4+ years as a co-anchor of the show have given her an idea that hundreds of national songwriters create a chance to build a dedicated fan base while honing her songwriting and performing skills, and she did just that. As Billy Dukes of Texas Country said, Stone is, quote, cut out easy to listen to. A singer-songwriter whose melodies and personal storytelling make her feel like a friend after just a few moments. After releasing her first single, Nervous, in 2017, Stone followed up with singles Can't Think Straight and Running Out of Red Lights in 2018. Gaining a recognition as a, quote, bright star whose, quote, adventure in the country music has only just begun. But the video for Nervous premiered exclusively with Taste of Country, while the video for I Can't Think Straight appeared on the board with Sounds Like Nashville. I said the video, quote, but Stone relied on the emotional content from the song and the reminiscent attitude flowing through each personal lyric, allowing shades of blue and purple to illuminate on the studio performance going on beside her. The video focuses on what Stone sings about over any other Wild production. And most recently, Stone released her highly anticipated self-titled debut, earning herself a spot on Rolling Stone's a June edition of Country Artist You Need to Know for its a sharp songwriting, vulnerable storytelling, and, quote, shades of Speak Now era Taylor Swift. Described as, quote, funny and enjoyable, with each portion leaving you ready for another one. The 5-track album has already gathered volumes of successful feedback from fans and critics alike. Identified as a blonde bundle of dynamite who's on a not-so-secret mission to change country music for women in Nashville. Linda Stone's music is definitely something you don't want to miss as she continues to gain momentum as a rising star in the music scene. So I think that'll do it, folks, for this year's edition of Indie Country Radio. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll be back in January for a whole nother crop of incredible music for you. But there's one last piece of business we need to take care of. That's Tuesday at 5:30 Central. We have our annual Year in Review radio show, which I'm expecting and hoping for a bunch of surprise callers. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on 4 Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.